Hey guys, welcome back to Real World Networking. I am Mark Sievercrop, and first off today, I just want to apologize. I've been kind of out of it for a little while, had a ton of stuff going on in other parts of my life and really been focused on some other things, but I am back and looking forward to sharing some awesome networking stuff with you. And today is going to be a little bit different. You know, typically a lot of these audio versions are actual versions of blog posts that I've put on my blog. But today is going to be different. Today, this is just for you. Just for you who listen to the audio podcast version of Real World Networking. And I'm going to give you an offer. I'm going to offer you something that I just put out on my website. Now, I'm recording this. It's Saturday night after Thanksgiving. If you're in the United States, Thanksgiving was Thursday, November 27th. This is the 29th. So depending when you hear this, but I just yesterday put up a new offer, a new resource on my blog. And I wanted you to be one of the first to hear about this. And it's a resource, and it's called Top 5 Tools to Grow Your Network Without Spending a Dime. Now, you and I know that there are tons of things that you can use to build your network that cost money. And I'm not saying don't spend money on things. I'm not saying that it's not worth it to get contactually or any of the other CRM type tools. I'm not saying it's not worth it to put a little money into various different resources. But what I am saying is, if you're like me, when I started networking, I didn't have the money to throw, you know, 30 bucks a month at a CRM to manage my network. You know, I didn't have money to spend on all of these different things. And so I want to share with you the top 5 tools that you can use to grow your network without ever pulling out your credit card, without ever using PayPal. I want to share with you those things that are absolutely completely free. So there's 5 of them. And if you go to sievercrop.com, you can get that resource. It's a free download. Enter your email address, and I will send you the link to download that, and you can look at all 5 of those. And just to let you know, don't tell anybody else, there's actually a 6th. There's a bonus one that I put on there. So if you download that, you'll actually get 6, but I'm calling it the top 5 tools. So don't tell anybody else. That's just between you and I. Okay, so I want to share with you a couple of those right now so that you kind of know what I'm talking about. Now, if you followed me for any amount of time, you may have heard of a couple of these, but the first one I want to share with you is the Refresh app. Now, Refresh is an app you can get on your iPhone. I don't think it's on Android yet, but they are working on it, last I heard, but there's also a desktop version that you can use. And what Refresh does is it takes all of your different social media networks and it puts them all in one place. So your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, all of those, and it takes all the information from all those different places and it compiles a dossier of sorts for anybody that you're having a meeting with, and it syncs with your calendar so that when you're having a meeting, say, you know, for example, my good friend Matt, he and I have a phone call every Tuesday, and we chat for a few minutes about business and how we can help each other and what we're working on. And so 30 minutes before that meeting every single week, I get a notification from Refresh on my phone saying, hey, your dossier is ready for your meeting with Matt. And I can open that up and it'll show me recent tweets that Matt has sent out. It will show me recent things he shared on LinkedIn. It'll share with me maybe his favorite sports team, where he grew up, who we might know that we have in common. And it gives you all of those things, and it allows you to quickly build on common ground when you're meeting with somebody. And this is a fantastic tool to use if you have people on your social networks. Another one I want to share with you, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot when we're talking about networking is the goal with networking is to find opportunities to start conversations with people. And that's everything I teach, is looking for ways to find those opportunities. So the second one that I haven't heard a lot of people use in this way is Google Alerts. Now, if you have a lot of contacts that are online, a lot of contacts who are in social media, that type of thing, you can use Google Alerts and you can set up an alert so that whenever they're mentioned online somewhere, it will notify you. So the cool thing about this is, for example, I have an alert for my friend Jared Easley. And Jared was recently featured in an article about, I think it was like South Florida entrepreneurs. And I got a Google alert saying, "Hey, Jared has been featured. His name is mentioned in this article that just was posted. It gives you a link." I went and read the article, and I think I shared it and did a couple other things. So, using these alerts for two or three people that you're really trying to build relationships with allows you to find opportunities to start that conversation. It allows you to see when they're doing something cool, or when they're featured somewhere, or when something new comes out that they're a part of. And it allows you then to reach out to them and to communicate with them. So that's two. And I'm going to give you one more out of the top five. And this one is one that I just found recently. It's a brand new one that I absolutely love, and it's called Conspire. Now, Conspire is, it works with your Gmail. And what it does, there's several things it does, and it boasts that it shows you the best way to connect to people or get introduced to people that you want to connect with by showing you the links through people you know that might know somebody that might know somebody that knows somebody that knows the person you want to get in contact with. And that's a great tool. And I haven't honestly been used that much, but what the thing that I do like about it is it will give you an email report every single week. And this email report will say, "Okay, Mark, this is the report that I got." It tells me, I kept in contact with, 30 different of my contacts that week. And here's the people that you talked to the most. So judged by how many emails I sent them, how many they sent me back, how long it took us to respond both ways. And it shows you who you've been in contact with and how long it's taken to contact them and how long it's taken you to respond, how long it takes them to respond. But it also shows you the people that you're falling out of contact with. So it'll show you contacts that you haven't emailed for a while. So it'll say maybe, "Hey, you haven't talked to so and so in 33 days," and that gives you a heads up that, "Hey, maybe I should reach out to that person and I should talk with him because I haven't talked with him for a while." So it's a really cool free resource that you can use to really take your email to the next level and make sure that you're keeping in contact with those people that you want to keep in contact with. So that's three of the top five. I'm going to leave you hanging. I'm not going to tell you the last two, plus that bonus one I was telling you about, which don't tell anybody else. And I want you to go and I want you to get this resource. And I want to know what you think of it. So put in your email, get the free download, click on the link, download it, read through it, and let me know what you think. I want to know. So either send me an email. My email is mark@sievercrop.com. You can also reply to the email that you get that gives you the link to download that. You can just hit reply, and that'll go to me as well. You can hit me up on Twitter, scrop2, @scrop2. And also, you can hit me up on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sievercropnetworking. And I would love to know what you think of those resources. And I also would love to know if you know of any other free tools that you use to grow your network. If you do, please share them with me. I would love to share them with the rest of my audience and certainly give you credit for that. But I would love to know what you're using that helps you grow your network so that all of us can grow our network more effectively and more efficiently and be able to make those connections to those relationships that will help us get the success that we want. Again, to get that free resource, top five tools to grow your network without spending a dime, go to sievercrop.com and enter your name and email there. If you're already a member of my list, just shoot me an email. And actually, if you're already a member of my list, I'm going to send it out to my list. So all of you that are on my list already will get it. But if you're not on my list already, please sign up and you will get that immediately upon signing up. So I hope you're doing great. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy belated Thanksgiving. And I look forward to being in contact with you a little more often now that I'm back in the saddle and getting ready to do some really awesome stuff. I will let you know, I am getting ready to release a networking course, and I'm creating it right now, and I'm looking for a couple people to help me with that. I want some feedback, some opinions, some ideas, and those types of things. So if that's something you're interested in, when you respond to me and let me know what you think of this offer, this resource, please also let me know that you'd like to be a part of that group that's helping me create that. And we'll get you hooked up and I'll pick your brain and see what we can do to make an excellent rock star networking course. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.